بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن سهل بن حنيف وهو بدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: من سأل الله تعالى الشهادة بصدق بلغه منازل الشهداء وإن مات على فراشه. This hadith we've read a few times and the different explanations about it, that a person who asks Allah Ta'ala for martyrdom, to become a shaheed, and the one condition which has been coming up, be sidqin, that is with truthfulness. Earnestly, sincerely, he wants to become a shaheed. Allah Ta'ala will let him reach the position of the shuhada, even though he dies on the bed at home. That is, even though he might not die in the battlefield, he might die at home. But because he was truthful, he wanted to become a shaheed. So Allah Ta'ala will give him that position. Further explanation of that is, the hadith also teaches us that virtue of sincerity supplicating for martyrdom. The virtue of sincerity. That is, whatever we do, it must be done with that sincerity. Not just an outward show, but really with sincerity. It is narrated also, the time of partition of India and Pakistan, there were many people who had beards, and because of the fear of becoming shaheed at that time, because the Hindus, the Sikhs, were killing Muslims left, right and center. So unfortunately, many Muslims had shaven their beards in order to get saved. But they also got killed. And they got killed without their beards. And there were many others who did not have beards. But they kept beards, that we are going to die, let us die as proper Muslims. So that is, they were earnest. That it may be possible that a person outwardly appears like a Muslim, everything, but inside his heart he's not sincere. He's not really devoted to Islam. It is only an outward show. And there are many people who outwardly don't look like they are devoted to Islam, but they are sincere in their hearts. And they are those people that because of that sincerity, Allah blesses them with this great thing. So all of us, we must have the outward appearance of Islam also, and we must be truthful in our hearts also, that we love Islam, and we will live by Islam, and we will die by Islam. Whatever happens, the dunya things are going to happen, and death is not going to be averted from any person. But that we are sincere in our heart, that we want to please Allah, and then Allah Ta'ala will give a person that position. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was one of those who repeatedly asked Allah Ta'ala for martyrdom in Medina Munawwara. And his aspirations also was fulfilled by Allah Ta'ala. We see Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, which at that time of history, it was not possible to gain martyrdom in Medina Sharif, because Medina Sharif had become an Islamic state. There was no question of any jihad taking place in Medina Sharif. But he was sincere, he wanted to be a shaheed. And he also wanted to die in Medina Sharif for the great virtues of mort in Medina Sharif and being buried in Baqi. But Allah blessed him more greater than Baqi, right next to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this was all an account of that sincerity of his, that he wanted mort in Medina Sharif and he wanted to die as a martyr, as a shaheed. So Allah Ta'ala granted him both those things which were really an impossibility. We also learn from here that for Allah Ta'ala there is absolutely nothing which is impossible. For us, things are impossible. But for Allah Ta'ala, it is not nothing is impossible whatsoever. Allah's Qudrat, and we must come to know who Allah is. Allah is that great being that there is nothing impossible for Allah Ta'ala. Allah does as He pleases. The ulama also remind us that any such supplication, dua, for martyrdom should be with the intention of serving Islam. That's when we ask Allah Ta'ala to become a shaheed, we want the sawabs of it, because the sawabs are very great. A shaheed will have very great position by Allah Ta'ala and in Jannah. But it must really be to serve Islam in whichever humble way we can. And in these days of difficulties and a lot of censorship, lot of control upon us, to make Islam evident, we come to the masjid because for the honor of Islam, for the honor of the masjid. And if a person has to become shaheed in this process, then also he will get that great position of martyrdom. So we should have this in our hearts at all times, that to serve Islam. We don't have to be ulama and we don't have to be imams, etc. But every one of us, we should have it in our hearts that I want to serve Islam and I want Islam to come alive, and the grandeur and honor of Islam must be alive. Our masajid, our namazes according to sunnah, etc. All that must become alive. And in that process, even if I have to become a shaheed, then it will be an honor for me. So if we have that aspiration, Allah will make Islam also alive. Allah will keep us alive forever. For the shaheeds, Allah say, no maut comes to them. And the death of a shaheed, he only feels the pain like the prick of an ant. A mosquito prick is still much more difficult. But an ant, that little bit, that is all what a shaheed feels. Outwardly it looks to us, he's going through great difficulty, he's being slaughtered, he's being stabbed, he's being shot at, but he hardly feels any pain of that, and he goes into the great, great enjoyment and pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us. We should ask, a person who does not ask for martyrdom to become a shaheed for the sake of Islam, it is narrated he dies on one division, one part of hypocrisy and nifaq. So every Muslim must have that aspiration that I want to die as a shaheed. We should not run away from maut. We should not be afraid from maut. Any case, maut is going to come and stare us in the face. We are going to die. Die the best maut. Die the maut of a shaheed. May Allah bless us all. Subhanallah.